time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
There is somebody here tonight. For the rest of whose life, it will be goodness, it will be mercy, it will be joy, it will be victory, it will be health, it will be prosperity, it will be promotion. How are we going to know that fellow? That fellow is going to praise God like you have never seen people praise God before. So you go ahead. Praise the Almighty God. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Kings. Praise the I Am that I Am. Lift your hands to Him and praise. Say to Him, dance before Him. Show Him that you appreciate Him. Let His praise be in your mouth. Let Him hear you loud and clear. Tell it, you're good. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You're holy. You're faithful. You're great. There's no one like you. All power belongs to you. You are the ancient of days. You are the rock of ages. You are the unchangeable Lord. I will pray. I will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise you in the morning. I will praise you in the afternoon. I will praise you in the evening. I will praise you in the night time. I will praise you during the dry season. I will praise you during the rainy season. I will praise you when I'm about to eat. Praise you after I finish eating. I will praise you when I go to bed. I will praise you when I wake up. I will praise you before I travel. I will praise you when I return from traveling. I will praise you all the days of my life. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. No one will hear about it. They will also join me in praising you. I will praise you, Lord. Oh, great Jehovah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I will praise you. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Every day I will praise you. I will praise you. Praise you all the days of my life. Oh, yes, Lord, I will praise you. We praise you. Like nobody had ever done before, I will praise you. I will dance before you. I will rejoice before you. I will glorify your holiness. I will let you all know that there is at least somebody in this world who is ready to praise you. I will praise you. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name. Rock of ages, I bless your name.
Thank you, Father.
Unchangeable Lord, I bless your name. Lion of the tribe of Judah, I glorify your holy name. The Holy One of Israel, I will praise you. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, my Father.
Glory be to your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And now quickly I want you to lift your voice to him.
And say,
Father, let this night be my night of testimony.
Go ahead,
come to the Almighty God. Let tonight be my own night of multiple testimonies. Multiple testimonies. Testimonies of healing.
Of healing. Of miracles. Of signs. Of wonders. Of deliverance. Of victory.
Let this night be my night of multiple testimonies. Glory be to your name, Lord. Let this night be my night of multiple testimonies. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to join your hands together. I want you to pray for your neighbor right away. And say, Father, this brother, this sister that I'm
holding,
do something special for him. Something he will never forget. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. This my brother that I'm holding. Tonight, oh Lord, do something special in his life. Something he will never forget. Something he will be thanking you for the rest of his life. Something beautiful. Something glorious. Something powerful. Something miraculous. Lord God Almighty. Something of eternal value. Do something good. Something great. Something supernatural. Something miraculous in the life of this my brother tonight, oh Lord. Do something special, Lord. Take all the glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
you are wonderful. There's no one like you. You are greater than the greatest. You are better than the best. You are richer than the richest. You are older than the oldest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are stronger than the strongest. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for August. Thank you for September. Thank you for October. Thank you for November. Thank you for December. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for Monday. Thank you for Tuesday. Thank you for Wednesday. Thank you for Thursday. Thank you for today. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. In all our lives tonight, do something new. Do something great. Do something beautiful. Do something miraculous. Do something glorious. Father, glorify your name today. Save souls. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Do marvelous things, Lord. Father,
Baba,
we are praying especially for all the children who are born in December. All children born in the end of the year. End all their sorrows. End all their problems. End all their difficulties. Let them serve you till the end. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me hear somebody shout
hallelujah.
Shake hands with your neighbor.
Say,
neighbor, I love you. But tonight, my miracle will be bigger than yours. If you believe that, say, amen. You may wonder why am I excited. My daddy told me before I came out from my prayer room.
Daddy, me suffer making dirty yard. Me daddy was see that bang back.
That at least 100,000 people will be healed today. Loni, I went back there. Ola na me wa endiyo. La umola rada loni yini kashoto. And you will see them with your own eyes. It's most likely you will be one of them. If you are going to be one of them, let me hear your amen. Today, the joy of somebody will be full.
Lodi, are you any kayote kiko?
All the harassments of the enemies in your life will end today.
I didn't
hear amen to that. On Monday, we talked about the first master key, which is prayer. And this master key, big as it is, it's a limited master key. Because it is limited by faith. Because Mark 11:24 tells us that it is only those things that you believe when you pray that you will
get.
Which means if you pray and you don't believe, you have just wasted your time. And then on Tuesday, we discuss the second master key, which is faith, because the Bible says if only you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Another big master key, but it is also limited, because you can only believe what God has promised. It's only those things that God promised, that for which his promises are yea and amen. Are the only thing that is committed to perform. So if he did not promise you anything and then you begin to believe for it, you'll be wasting your time. Not only that, faith, this great master key, is also limited by love. Because the Bible says faith worketh by love.
Lati pa se ife.
And then on Wednesday we discussed the third master key.
Ni ojo Wednesday as a soro lori olori kokoro eketa,
which is the word of God.
Eyi ti se oro Olorun.
Because the Bible says,
nitori Bibeli wi pe,
forever O Lord,
itilaye Oluwa,
the word is settled in heaven.
Oro lati di kale li orun.
A very powerful master key.
Eyi ti se olori kokoro to lagbara jojo.
Which means that whatever God has said he would do, he will do it.
Eyi don too much we go nko ti Olorun ba ti so pe owo se yo se dada.
However, this master key,
jogbo sibe sibe Olorun kokoro yi,
powerful as it is,
yo ti lagbara to,
is also limited.
Wa kada ni ohun na ni idi won.
By whatever your relationship with God is,
ni pa se bi barepo re pelu Olorun ti duro to.
Because in 1 Samuel chapter 2,
nitori pe ninu iwe kini Samuel ori keji
verse 30,
ese ogbon,
God said,
Olorun wi pe,
when he was talking to Eli,
nigba to n ba Eli soro,
he said, I said indeed,
o ni ni tooto ni mo wi pe,
I'm the one who said it,
emi leni to ti enu mi jade,
that you and your father's house,
wi pe iwo ati idile baba
re, shall stand before me forever,
ni yo ma duro ni iwaju mi titi lai la.
He said, now I say,
o ni sugbon nisin mo tun wi pe,
be it far from me,
ko ma ri be mo.
He said, because those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me will be lightly
esteemed.
So when we say forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It is subject to the sovereignty of God.
Bi Olorun ti kalara re ti to,
is the original majesty.
Ohun na ni ka bi o si akoko.
He can do whatever he likes.
Ohun le se ohun to ba wu.
If you don't honor him,
ko ba bu ola fun.
He can say, I said it, but I'm not saying it again.
O le so wi pe mo so be tele ni jugba mi o wi be mo.
And if he says, I don't say it again,
o ni to ba si so wi pe mi o wi be mo,
he can ask you to go and charge him to court.
Only so we pe ko lo pe ohun lejo si ile igbejo.
And then we will see who will be your lawyer.
How si wa ri eni to ma je agbejo ro re.
We will see who will be the judge.
How si ri eni to ma je adajo na.
And then yesterday,
ni anawa yi o,
discussed the fourth master key.
A soro lori olori kokoro ekeri,
the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Oh, the Bible says,
Bibeli wi pe,
God has given him a name,
Olorun ti fun ni oruko
kan, that is above every other name. That are the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. Let me hear somebody shout the name of Jesus. If you shout it loud enough, all your sickness will bow, you know. Powerful name.
Oruko to lagbara,
name above all,
oruko to bori gbogbo oruko miran,
above the name of sickness,
oruko to bori gbogbo oruko
aisan, above the name of cancer,
oruko to bori oruko aisan jejere,
above the name of barrenness,
oruko to bori oruko iyaga,
above the name of all your enemies,
oruko to bori gbogbo oruko awon oruko ota re.
Let me hear you shout the name one more time.
Oruko to kibi oruko elekesi.
But powerful as this master key is,
so bobiko olori kokoro iti li agbara to be,
it is limited too.
Bakana ni ohun na ni idi won,
because it's not for everybody to use.
Niji tori pe oruko yo wa fun gbogbo olukuruku eniyan lati lo.
There's a story in Acts chapter 19.
Itan kan wa ninu uje awon apostle ori kokandilogun,
verse 13 to 17.
Lati ese keta lati didi ese keta dilogun.
Acts 19 13 to 17.
Ise awon apostle ori kokandilogun ese keta lati didi ese keta dilogun.
Some people saw,
awon eniyan kan ri,
that Paul was using the name of Jesus.
Paul who bere sini loruko Jesu
to perform miracles.
Lati ma se awon ise ami ati ise iyanu.
So they say, well, we know the formula now.
Won ni wo ko ko ni fi se awa na ti mo agbe kale re
se. So they went to a madman.
Won si wa lo si odo enikan ti o siwin gidigidi.
Madman.
Iwa siwin.
Devil.
Esu.
We command you,
a pase fun o,
in the name that, in the name of Jesus,
oruko Jesu,
that Paul preaches,
eyi ti ji Paul nwa asura,
come out of this man.
Jade kuro ni, jade kuro ninu okunrin.
The devil answered,
esu dahun obi won wi pe,
he said, Jesus I know.
Oni mo mo Jesu.
Adeboye I know.
Akindele mo mo.
But who are you?
Sugba tani wo se.
And he grabbed them and beat them.
Oh, see, ki won mo le olu won be pa won.
But there is a master.
Sugbon kokoro olori kokoro kan be.
That is completely unlimited.
Eyi to wa ti ko si ni idi won kan pere pere.
That is the master key.
Eyi na ni a npe de olori kokoro to bori gogo kokoro.
And that's the one we want to talk about.
In Romans chapter 8,
Romans 8:31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against
us?
If God be for us, if only God can be our senior partner, if only God can be our ally, then our problems are over.
Nipa se bayi gbogbo isoro lo ti di awabi.
How do I know?
Bawo ni mo se mo?
He says who can be against us when God is on our side?
Oni ta lo le doju ija ko wa nigba ti Olorun ta wa ni awa.
God, the Bible says, let God arise and his enemies will scatter.
Bible so wi pe je ki Olorun ko di te ki awon ota re ko si fotuka.
And your enemies will scatter tonight in Jesus name.
Gbogbo awon ota re lo si ma funtuka patapo laleye loruko Jesu.
But you see, when God is for you, all your prayers will be answered. In Isaiah 65:24.
He
said, even before you call,
only key walk your tilet, okay,
I will answer. God is going to answer somebody here today.
Whose
prayer will God answer tonight?
If you are
the one, let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Oh, show Baba.
Now the healing had already started.
I want him all out of that. He was something better. He better.
There's a particular fellow here.
And the crazy one in the battle.
The Lord says, you've had this cough for a long time.
All I was going to be on the quiet bed. Full of job people.
You've spent a lot of money on
it.
Without any improvement.
Lies, we pay. You quiet bed. If you are silly.
God asked me to tell you.
Only one thing so far.
Did you notice that since this evening you have not coughed once?
We said
because he has taken that cough away forever. If God is on our side, our faith will be unshakable. Psalm 125:1.
He
said, shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. If I know that God is on my side, then you understand why my faith will be strong.
And
if God is on our side, then our words will be law. Anytime we speak, it will be done. When the Bible says you will decree a thing, and it will be established unto you. When the Bible says whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven,
and
whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, it's referring to only those who have God on their side.
And
if God is on your side, then even the devil will say, Jesus, I know.
Yes,
Deboye, I know
also.
You can open your own mouth and say so. Say the same thing. That the devil will say, Jesus, I know.
Yes, you are. Yes, Mama.
And I know Adeboye too. Thank you, Father. You know, one of the people that God has healed. The Lord said, you have been having this horrible itching for a long time. And it's always followed by serious weakness. The itching has stopped. And it's not going to return. The Lord said there is someone here. You have one more chance to do a very crucial exam.
And
he asked me to tell you.
Daddy, Nicky, so for
you have already passed. Daddy says there is someone here.
Daddy, so you be in the company.
Your problem is that you salivate as a woman who is just pregnant. The Lord says, you check now. You should have noticed by now that the salivation has stopped.
Oh, thank
you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here. You've been urinating blood for a while. You can quickly check now. That has stopped. The Lord said there is someone here. That you are worried. That you may die young. I hear God saying, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. God Almighty. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause.
He's
doing some wonderful, wonderful thing. All right. Now, so if we can have God on our side, our prayers will be answered. Our faith will be unshakable. Our words will be law. And even the devil will recognize us. And the question is, how do I become God's partner? Amos 3:3. Says, in my own language, birds of the same feather flock together. Where the weight is put in the Bible is, can two walk together except they be agreed? So if you want to be God's partner, the condition is in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 15 and 16. 1 Peter 1:15-16. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. That tells you what is the master key number 5. The unlimited master key. It is called holiness. What is it called? Let me hear you say it loud and clear. It is the unlimited master key. I'm going to show you very briefly. If the Holy Spirit will allow me, because the healing power of God is mighty here.
agbara iwosan olorun o fara han ni regbete.
There is someone here, for example.
Eni kan be ni ifu apere.
The Lord says it's as if pins were stabbing into your eyes.
Oluwa so wi pe eni kan wa ni ise lo da bi eni pe oyin an fi abere ku oni oju.
Lord have me to tell you that has stopped.
Oluwa ni ki so fun o wi pe abere ku ni loju ti dope.
There is someone here.
Oluwa ni eni kan be ni.
Your back is so painful, so stiff.
Eyin re o ruo be lo si gan so ro.
It's a long time you were able to touch your toes.
O ti tejojojo to le bere fowo kata npaku ese.
Lord has to tell you, go ahead, touch your toes.
Oluwa ni ko tesi waju ko fowo re kata npaku ese.
Because you have been healed.
Niti tori pa ti mu olarada.
The Lord said there is someone here.
Oluwa so pe eni kan be ni.
Oh, thank you, Father.
O se baba.
He said I should just tell you.
Oni kin ka cha so fun o.
You will never have another blackout.
Iwo oni mu imu oni ni mu na lo ninu aye re mo. Oyin oku e lojumo.
Glory be to God. Holiness guarantees not only healing but health.
Imu larada o ma mu da idani loju iwosan. Ati ilera wa.
Exodus 15:26.
Iwe Exodus orika edogun ese kere ni lo.
Exodus 15:26.
Iwe Exodus orika edogun ese.
God says if you will live holy.
Olorun so nibe pe bi iwo o ba gbe igbe aye wa mi.
In other words, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of God.
Eyi ni pe bi iwo ba fi eti sile nigi eti lile gidigidi si oro Oluwa Olorun re.
To observe and to do all
He
said he will see to it that you are never sick again. And I want to prophesy to somebody here today. For the rest of your life, you will never lose sickness again. Holiness guarantees not just blessing.
Iwa mimo o mu dani loju ki se
isoro ibukuni kan lo mu dani loju
ije ibukuni kan lo mu dani loju.
But the kind of blessing that is so much that you will be running away from it and it will be pursuing you.
Biko je iru ibuku to po to be ga to pe iwo o ma sa lo fun ibuku o si ma le oba.
I'm talking of
ti oloye.
So I called my assistant.
Mo wa pe ani to je igbakeji baba ni igba na.
He's several years older than myself.
Ti won si ju won lo lopolopo.
I say you are ready, you are close to heaven.
Mo ni baba eyin ti npese o ti mura run le.
Enjoy a little before you go.
E gbadun die ko to di wi pe o ti
mu lo. You can't backside anymore.
E o le pada seyin mo.
Take the car. And he said,
what do we pay?
You are our leader. If you don't use it, I'm not using. And so I locked up the car. And then one night God woke me up. Why are you denying my daughter of her blessings? He said, I will never do that.
Money Oluwa mi o ni pe be
the car that she bought.
Oni oko ayokele mesi ti arabirin.
It's not bought for you, it's bought for your God.
Ki se fun Olora fun bi ko je fun Olorun re.
You are disturbing her blessing.
O si wa je itena ibuku re.
I don't use it.
Nipa se yi pe Olorun ma to awun ti o lo.
I said Lord I will use it so you can bless her.
Money Oluwa ma ma lo ki o ba le ma ra ibuku re si.
And I use it for 3 days.
What's the love for your meta?
I packed it again. I said, God, I've used it too. Go ahead. God said, you better begin to use that one. Because the second one is coming. When the second one came, it was those one, that kind of car with 6 doors.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's one.
And I said to God,
you
know I can never ride this one.
Oh
there's nothing we can say about that. Allow me to sell it.
Allow me to sell it. He said, it's yours. Now you can do what you like with it. So I sold it. And used the money to buy motorcycles for the pastors. I didn't know I was asking for trouble. And one man came one day. And brought three Mercedes. What do you want me to do with three? Suddenly I got the point. God is trying to say something. Father, what are you trying to say? This is too much. He said, I've not started. I want you to stop it. He said, unless you stop living holy. I can't stop living holy. He said, in that case, I can't stop your blessing. There is somebody here tonight. By this time next year, your testimony will be greater than my own. If you are the one, let me hear you shout amen. He says in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2, if you will live holy, blessings will be overtaking you. You won't have to pray for them. You won't have to struggle for them. You will sit at home and the blessing will be coming. I hope somebody will say amen to that. And then if you are living holy, not only will you have victory, my Bible tells me your victory will be an unusual one. He says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, he said, when the enemy strikes against you one way, they will slay seven ways. There is somebody here tonight. By the time you get home, all those who gang up against you, they would have been scattered. I say they would have been scattered. Thank you, Father. Lord said there is somebody here. It is as if hundreds of ants are crawling all over your body. But they have disappeared now. The Lord said there is a woman here. But wetting is causing problem in your marriage. The Lord asked me to tell you, you will not bed wetting. The Lord said there is someone here. He said, your private part is constantly dropping water. So you should check, everything is dry now. The Lord said there is someone here. You have this unfortunate situation that you are always vomiting in your sleep. When you are sleeping, you will vomit.
He said
that has ended.
The Lord said
there's someone here.
He said
the noise in your head has disappeared. The Lord said there's someone here. He said your neck, which have been shaking,
Oni orun re to mi peke peke bi yi to ma jabo.
He steady now.
Ni si o ti duro champete.
Why don't you just go ahead and give the Lord a mean?
Ti Olorun wi go ka yi lo gogo ti o se won yi.
Ah
ah. Yi logo pega. Fun gogo nkan to se won yi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If only you live holy.
Bi wo ba gbe igbe aye wa mi mo.
You will not only be promoted.
Ki je pe a o gbe oga money kan.
Your promotion will be an unchangeable one.
Igbega re a je igbega ti ko le yi pada.
You know, he said in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13.
O so ninu we Deuteronomy orikejidinlogbon ese ketala.
Oh, thank you, my
friend. Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 13.
Iwe Deuteronomy orikejidinlogbon ese ketala.
He said,
o so wipe
the Lord will make you the head.
Oluwa yo fi o se ori.
Not the tail.
Iwo ki yo si se eru.
They went on to say you will be above only.
O si se si waju lati ma so pe iwo ma leke sa.
Not above want.
Ki je go leke leke.
He says in other words you will never become X this, X that.
O ni wipe ni ojo aye re. O ni di wipe oloye ana, oloye ijeta.
Oh, thank you, my
Oshio, Baba.
The Lord says, I will short circuit the remote control of your enemy.
Bon. Aba yo sini awon ota re lo hu ma gbeji patapata.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord asked me to tell someone here.
Oluwa de ki so fun enikan to wa ni.
He said, the fingers of your enemy shall drop off.
Only go go ita awon ota re lo ma re danu bi igba ti e te je won lowo.
He said there's someone here.
Only enikan wa ni.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
O se Oluwa.
That you have a growth in your neck. And the doctors have been querying cancer.
I want doctor sitting so we go on of any jejere.
Lord asked me to tell you, why don't you check? The growth has gone.
Oluwa ni ki so fun this we go kiri de to ye e orun re wo eyi to hu si orun re ti kuro nbe.
So holiness
iwa mimo
guarantees answers to prayers.
O mu idaniloju idahun sadura wa.
Solid faith.
Ati gbagbo to fese mule.
Words that will be law.
Awon oro to di to ma jade to dase.
Recognition by even the devil.
Ani idanimo latowo satanity kalara re wa.
Not only healing but health. Health that cannot be tampered with.
Ki te pe iwa mimo mu imularada wa nikan ni bi ko se ilera ti ko si nkan kan to le di gbolu.
Prosperity, the kind that you don't have to labor for.
Oro, ati asiki, eyi to ni je laala fun.
Victory that is uncommon.
Awon isegun ti ko wopo.
And promotion that is unchangeable.
Ati igbeniga soke ti ko le yi pada.
All these will be the portion of those who have the master key of holiness. That's why I, out of a heart full of love, I need to talk to you about the issue of sin.
He did it. 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 He
Because if holiness guarantees all these things,
tori wipe ti igbe aye wa bi mo ba mu gogo nkan won yin da wa loju,
and sin is the opposite of holiness,
ti o si je pe ese ohun ni odi keji wa mimo,
then sin guarantees certain things.
Ese ti galara re mu awon ohun kan daju.
Sickness.
Aisan.
Poverty.
Oshi.
Sorrow.
Ibanuje.
Curses.
Awogbo.
Running from enemies.
Sisa fa wata.
Let me just take some examples from the scripture too, because I am confident that the life of somebody is going to change permanently tonight.
Amen. Ẹjẹ́ kí mú àwọn àpẹẹrẹ dí ẹ̀wọ̀ láti inú Bíbélì ní títorí ó dá mi lójú gbangba kọjá iye méjì pé ìgbé ayé ẹnìkan ní yóò yí padà sí rere látàtẹ̀lé ìlọ.
Let's take the example in Mark chapter 2.
Ẹjẹ́ kí ẹ mú àpẹẹrẹ tó wà nínú ìwé Mákò orí kejì.
Verse 1 to 12.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
Mark 2 verse 1 to 12.
Ìwé Mákò orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
O ṣeun bàbá.
There was this young man.
Ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin yìí ń bẹ́.
Who was paralyzed from neck downwards.
Ẹni tí ó ní àrùn ẹ̀gbà látọrùn rẹ̀ títí dé ẹsẹ̀.
His friends heard about Jesus.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀ gbọ́ nípa ti Jésù.
And they carried him to where Jesus was.
Wọ́n ti gbé lọ sí ibi tí Jésù gbé wá.
When they got there.
Nígbà tí wọ́n débẹ̀.
They found that there was a crowd.
Wọ́n rí wípé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ èrò rẹpẹtẹ wà níbẹ̀.
There was no way through the door.
Kò sì sí ọ̀nà kan tí wọ́n lè gbà ẹnu ọ̀nà wọlé.
No way through the window.
Kò sí ọ̀nà tí wọ́n lè gbà láti fèrèsé wọlé.
Thank God they were good friends.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run nítorí pé àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ wọ̀nyí jẹ́ ọ̀rẹ́ tó dára.
Because they could have abandoned them there.
Nítorí pé wọn ò bá ti fi sílẹ̀ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
Like the testimony of the brother we had some time ago.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀rí arákùnrin tí a gbọ́ láìpẹ́.
He was lame.
Ó yarọ.
And his friends brought him to the Congress.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀ sì gbé wá sí ilẹ̀ ìṣẹ̀mí mímọ́.
When they got to about 3 kilometers from here.
Nígbà tí wọ́n dé ibi irú ibùsọ̀ bíi mẹ́ta síbi táwà.
And they saw that people were already sitting on the road like they have done today.
Tí wọ́n sì ṣe àwárí pé gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn ti jókòó sí ojú òpópó ọ̀nà káàkiri bá a ti péjọ yìí.
They dumped him there.
Wọ́n rọra jù ú lẹ̀ ń bẹ̀.
And they came.
Àwọn sì fi sílẹ̀ sí ti ẹ̀ lọ́hùn wọn wá gbádùn Jésù fúnra wọn.
From there he looked up to God.
Níbẹ̀ ló ti gbé ojú rẹ̀ sókè sí Ọlọ́run.
He said, God see me o.
Ó ní Ọlọ́run wò mí o.
Abandoned here.
A gbé mi jù ú lẹ̀ ń bí o.
That moment.
Ní kété náà.
The word of God came out.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sì jáde.
That there was someone.
Wípé ẹnìkan bẹ ní.
That there it looks as if your friends have deserted you.
Ó dàbí pé àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ ti fi ọ sílẹ̀.
God is answering your prayer now.
Ọlọ́run sì ń dáhùn àdúrà rẹ nísinsìnyí.
And immediately he jumped up and began to walk.
Lójú kan náà ló fò sókè ló sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rìn.
I don't know who I'm talking to again.
Èmi ò mẹ́ni tí mo tún bá sọ̀rọ̀ lálẹ́ yìí o.
There is somebody here right away.
Ẹnìkan bẹ ní lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ yìí.
Relatives are tired of you.
Àwọn ẹbí rẹ ọ̀rẹ́ ti sú wọn.
Friends are tired of you.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ ti sú wọn.
But your problem is solved tonight.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí gangan ni Ọlọ́run yanjú ìṣòro rẹ.
In any case, so they brought this boy to where Jesus was.
Wọ́n gbé ọ̀gbẹ́ni Ọlọ́run ẹ̀gbà yìí wá.
And there was no room at the door.
Kò sì sí ọ̀nà àti wọlé lẹ́nu ọ̀nà.
So they climbed to the roof.
Wọ́n sì gorí òkè ilé lọ.
Broke up the roof.
Wọ́n fa òrùlé olórùlé ya.
And dropped the man at the feet of Jesus.
Wọ́n sì gbé sọ̀kalẹ̀ níbi ẹsẹ̀ Jésù gangan.
And Jesus.
Jésù.
Looked at what he had done.
Ó wá rí ohun tí àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ wọ̀nyí ti ṣe.
And the first statement he uttered.
Gbólóhùn àkọ́kọ́ tó ti ẹnu Olúwa jáde.
His son.
Òun ni pé ìwọ ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Adarí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ jù ọ́.
That was the first thing that came out of the
mouth. Èyí ni gbólóhùn àkọ́kọ́ tó tẹnu Jésù jáde sí ọ̀gbẹ́ni.
Look at what this one is telling us.
Ẹ wo nǹkan tí eléyìí ń sọ fún wa.
These people had prayed.
Àwọn ènìyàn wọ̀nyí ti gbàdúrà.
They had the master key of prayer. They had used it.
Wọ́n ní olórí kọ́kọ́rọ́ ti àdúrà wọ́n ti lò ó.
They had faith.
Wọ́n ní ìgbàgbọ́.
Not ordinary faith.
Kì í ṣe ìgbàgbọ́ yẹpẹrẹ.
One thing climbing faith.
Àwọn ìgbàgbọ́ tó múni gòkè.
Roof daring faith.
Àwọn ìgbàgbọ́ tó múni fa òrùlé onílé ya.
The Bible said Jesus saw their faith.
Bíbélì sọ wípé. Jésù rí ìgbàgbọ́ wọn.
They knew the word.
Wọ́n mọ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
They know it is written.
Wọ́n mọ̀ wípé a ti kọ́ pé.
Him
himself has borne our sicknesses and our diseases.
Oh, what if we are ready to go? I let out here. Oh, Allah.
They came to the very presence of Jesus.
What he was, what you, Jesus, Gaga.
But the man still lay there helpless.
Oh, Benny, you see what? Loria Ketia said, lie, Lolo, Lowa.
Until the issue of sin was set you.
Did he, but he have been more, have been your doors, eh?
Let me give you another example. Joshua 7. Verse 1 to 12. Joshua 7, verse 1 to 12. Israel had just been defeated in battle. By a very small army. Joshua, their leader, fell on his face.
Joshua, teacher, Lord, he wants it to do more.
And prayed from morning to night on his face.
Ozi Badura, lati ohuro titi di asale.
He was a prayer champion.
Oje ajagun, tegun ninu adura.
He was a man of great faith.
Ozi je eniyan nla to nigbagbo.
He knew the word of God.
At
least he remembered the promises of God.
But he would not.
And he was telling God, God, you promised,
and
no man will be able to stand before me all the days of my life. You promised.
God
said, yes, I promise. But there is sin in the camp. And until you do something about sin in the camp, God said, I won't go with you anymore. I'm the one who said I will go with you. I'm the one
who
said I'm changing my mind. Because you brought in sin. Sin can truncate a man's destiny.
Only about what you mean.
He later on said to him,
Nigbato yato tu pa die, o sofu.
He said, you've been made whole.
Only at the more lara down.
Go and sin no more.
Ma lo ma deshe ma o.
Yes.
Be back.
Something worse.
E yito buru ju ta kokolo.
Than 38 years of sickness.
You and sa odun meji di logo ji lo.
What happened?
Yo tu chele o.
My brothers and sisters. What happened?
Because it's on Katoti Tori Bashele.
Check your life.
Yeah, we are here, wo.
The God I serve.
Oh, Lord, when it is me, see.
God I call upon, who answers me?
Oh, Lord, when it is on Katoti Tori Bashele.
He's a holy God.
Oh, Lord, me, ma.
You want a miracle from him? You must be ready for holiness. I will tell you two stories and then we will pray.
There
are stories some of you
know.
A woman came when we were still in the auditorium near the expressway.
She
had been barren for a long time. And then she heard what God was doing here.
He
said, they told her, if you get to that man, if he lays his hand on you, hey, you become pregnant. The power that will come upon you may be so heavy that you will fall.
Agbara ti o ma to si o lara yo to bi to beke to le mu ojubu.
Don't be afraid, it's just part of the whole process.
Ma je keru ba o ona t'Olorun pa se nkan ni.
So she came.
O si wa.
We laid hands on her. We didn't know, we just laid hands on all the
workers. Awa kan gbe owo le gbogbo awon olukuluku eniyan. O si kan ta gbo wole.
She fell.
O si jubu.
The following year,
he
came with accusation. They told me that if I came to you and you pray for me,
I will
be pregnant.
Lord, you have said,
they even told me I might fall and
I fell, and no baby yet.
I was going to pray again. When God said, ask her how many boyfriends she has. In addition to her husband. I was afraid. Because she's a big lady. Big lady, important lady. Bless the Lord, you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I almost stammered when I said, I'm sorry, but... God said, how many boyfriends? She said only six. She had a husband. And six concubines. And she wanted my God to give her a baby. Who's going to be the father of the baby to start
with?
Examine your life tonight. The power of God is here. I'm telling you, it's by the special grace of God that I can stand on my feet. God is here right away. Ready to heal, ready to deliver, ready to set
free.
Don't let your sin stand between you and your miracle tonight. Story number two. I told you God can give you a miracle on credit. Give it to you to expecting you to live
holy.
The brother's man to the headquarters in Lagos.
He
was suffering from very strange disease. His hand is out like this, like a rod of iron. Both hands. The two legs. He can't bend his knees to kneel down. He can't bend his elbows.
It's
just straight. We prayed.
Agbadura.
We asked him to give his life to Jesus. Where he said, yes, I've given my life to
Jesus.
We prayed.
Agbadura.
Immediately. He was able to kneel. He was able to bend his hand. And he went home rejoicing. For 2 weeks we saw him in church. Singing and dancing. After 2 weeks, we didn't see him again. So we decided to do follow-up. When we saw him, sir, we didn't see you in church
anymore.
He said yes. Is it your church that healed me? He said it's God who healed me. We say, we know it's God that healed you.
And
he said, there was a problem. He said, if you go to the hospital and you are healed, won't you come home? So we said, sorry, sir. When I saw him about 3 months later,
When I saw him, one, the hand has become the same as before.
Leg has
become the same. Things have now gone worse.
I won't get it. Why do you do that?
The mouth now opens and can't close. Don't let sin truncate your destiny. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. I love you. God loves you. That's why if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you must surrender to Jesus. He made a promise. He said, if your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. If you used to be a Christian and you backslid, come back home. Come to Jesus today. He promised. He said, return.
Only a
and I will heal your backsliding. I will heal your backsliding.
And you know why your father said you know.
And those of you who claim to be Christians, those of you who claim to be born again, Jesus said,
yes, we go.
How can you call me Lord, Lord, and not do those things that I have commanded you? He says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, who will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Of what use is prosperity to you if you are not going to heaven? The Bible says, what does it profit a man? If he gains the whole world and loses his soul. Brethren, this night can be a night you will never forget. It can be the turning point in your life. If you will settle the issue, if you will just make up your mind, from now on, I will only do the will of God. I guarantee you,
it
will become your partner. And if God be for us,
who
can be against us? So I want to call now. The Lord is waiting to receive you. Now this is the way we will do it tonight. Report reaching me says, there are people sitting even on the road, almost all to the expressway. Daddy told me that that's going to happen.
Baba ti so eyi fun wa tele pe ohun to ma sele ni.
That's why we made the arrangements.
So did you it have wa she awo to
for 54 altars.
Awon pepe merin le laadota.
You see them, you if you look around you will see one near you. Those of you are far far in the crowd.
Ti o ba wo yi ka kere.
They are all painted white. I have stationed senior pastors there, waiting for you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you are near the altar here, call
come here.
Iwo ma bo niwaju.
If here is far. Look at the nearest altar to you in the crowd. And go there. When I begin to pray for those who want to surrender their life to Jesus, the prayer will reach you there.
And
the senior pastors there are waiting just to attend to you.
But
to make sure that I don't wait for too long, I will count up to 10. By the time I get to 10, I will know that those of you who want to give your life to Jesus will already be either in front of me here or at the nearest altar to you.
One, two, three.
Just go to the nearest altar to you. God is waiting there for you. Four. It's one good thing about the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood cleanses from all. Five. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ,
he's
a new creature.
All
things are passed
away.
Behold, so if you come to him, it doesn't matter what you've done before in the past. He will forgive you. He will change you.
If
we have seen him changing murderers, armed robbers, all kinds of people, come to him. He will change your life.
Six.
If you are coming to the main altar, go to the nearest altar to you. But it's now 7. So you have to make up your mind. If you claim that you are born again, and yet you are still living in sin, somebody must be deceiving somebody. Because the Bible says, if you are genuinely born again, you become a child of God. And the word of God says, he that is born of God cannot sin, because the seed of God abideth in him.
Eight.
If you say you are born again and you are still living in sin, you better run forward now.
Now.
And make your salvation. Oh, nine. Now those of you already in front, and those of you that I see going to the
various
altars, begin to pray now. Pray to Jesus.
Say,
Lord, forgive me and save my soul. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I will serve you. And I will not go back into sin. Save my soul. Continue to pray.
Brethren, the rest of us that are already sure of our salvation with all our hearts, let's pray for these people. That the one who saved our souls, save their souls also. Please stretch your hands towards them and pray. Pray for all these people. That God will be merciful unto them. That He will save their souls. If you are near any of the altars, then stretch your hands towards those people who are near your.
Intercede for them.
And
save their souls. God will cleanse them in His blood. Write their names in the book of life. Things will change today. Pray for them, brother. And if there's anyone who is still coming, make sure you get here before I finish
praying.
I'll get to the nearest altar to thank you, Father.
Baba,
Father, save their souls.
Baba,
every one of them. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, I want to thank you for your word that has gone forth with so much power
and light.
It is written. He sent His word and He healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Thank you for sending your word to your people. Thank you for these people who have decided to surrender their lives to you. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Father, don't let them go back into sin in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah. The rest of us, we want to pray. Are you ready to pray?
Oh, I didn't hear you yet.
Let's stand on our feet. If you're really ready to pray, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Your first prayer tonight, which I believe you will pray with all your heart, is that, Father, I mean loud and clear, Father, don't let me be my own enemy.
Mama, thank you,
talk to the Almighty God. Don't let me be my own enemy. Because if you are living in sin, you are being your own enemy. Lord, don't let me be my own enemy. Cry to God. Almighty God. Please be merciful unto me. Don't let me be my own enemy. Don't let me be my own enemy. Don't let me be my own enemy. Every sin in my life. Every sin. Let me let them go. Every form of sin.
Lord God Almighty, let me let them go. Don't let me be my own enemy. Don't let me be my own enemy. Anything that can truncate my destiny, let me let it go. Give me the grace to begin to live a life of holiness. Beginning from now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now lift your voice to him. And say, Father, anything that will stand between me and my miracles tonight, take it away from me, O Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Anything that is stand between me and my miracles tonight, anything that will stand between me and my healing, anything that will stand between me and my deliverance, anything that will stand between me and my fruitfulness, anything that will stand between me and my breakthroughs, anything that will stand between me and my joy, anything that will stand between me and my victory, destroy tonight. Take it away from me, my God. Whatever I'm holding on to, that will not allow you to perform your miracles in my life. Almighty God, take away from me. If I don't want them to go, then they take it by force. Take it by force. Take it by force. In Jesus' mighty name we are free. And then you will now say, Father, now that I've decided to do your perfect will, perfect that which concerns me. Quiet, talk to the Almighty God. I've made up my mind now, O Lord, that I will do your will, your perfect will. I will obey you. By your grace, I will live holy. Father, perfect that which concerns me. Perfect joy. Perfect victory. Perfect fruitfulness. Perfect promotions. I have prayed on my mind, Lord, that I will do your perfect will. Father, that which concerns me. That which concerns me. Tonight. Perfect that which concerns me. Physically. Mentally. Spiritually. Maritally. In my ministry. Perfect that which concerns me. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Just one more corporate prayer.
Adura baba kokasi.
Say, Father, tonight, send help to me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Tonight, oh God, send help to me. Send her to me from heaven. Send her to me from the east.
láti ìlà-oòrùn.
From the west.
Láti ìwọ̀-oòrùn.
From the north.
Láti gúúsù.
From the south.
Láti àríwá.
From all over the world.
Gbogbo àgbálá ayé wá.
Send help to me.
Olúwa rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Almighty God.
Olórun Olódùmarè.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ sí mi.
From all over the world.
Láti gbogbo àgbálá ayé wá.
From the four corners of the world.
Láti gbogbo egun mẹ́rẹ̀ẹ̀rin àgbálá.
Send help to me, Lord.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi, Olúwa.
Send help.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
From the east.
Láti ìlà-oòrùn.
From the west.
Láti ìwọ̀-oòrùn.
From the north.
Láti gúúsù.
From the south.
Láti àríwá.
From heaven.
Láti ọ̀run.
Send help to me, Olúwa.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi, Olúwa.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Almighty God.
Olórun Olódùmarè.
Send help.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ sí mi.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí mi.
From all over the world.
Láti gbogbo àgbálá ayé wá.
And from your throne.
Àti láti orí ìfẹ́ rẹ wá pẹ̀lú.
Send help to me.
Rẹ̀ ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ sí mi.
Thank you, Father.
O ṣeun bàbá mi.
In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni àwa ti gbàdúrà.
Brethren.
Ẹ̀yin ará.
God is here.
Ọlọ́run wà ní ìhó.
So ask him whatever you want.
Wọ́n béèrè ohun tó o bá fẹ́ kó ṣe fún ọlọ́run.
That you what you want for yourself.
Kí ni nǹkan tí ìwọ kankan fẹ́ fún ayé ẹ?
Go ahead.
Tẹ̀síwájú kó béèrè.
Talk to him now.
Bá a sọ̀rọ̀ ní ìsìn.
Ask him.
Béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
O ṣeun bàbá.
Now the Lord says,
Olúwa wí pé,
that if any of you needs spare parts,
ó bí ẹnikẹ́ni nínú yín bá fẹ́ ìpààrọ̀ àgọ́ ara.
You want new eyes, new ears, new wounds, new heart,
new kidney.
Ask God now.
Bẹ́ẹ̀rẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run ní ìsìn.
If you want spare parts from heaven.
Bí ìwọ bá ń fẹ́ ìpààrọ̀ àgọ́ ara látọ̀run wá.
Ask God now.
Bẹ́ẹ̀rẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run báyìí báyìí.
This is the time.
Èyí ni àkókò náà.
Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, thank you, Savior. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. That which the doctor said can no longer be done.
Èyí tí dókítà sọ fún ọ wípé kò lè ṣe é ṣe.
That which is beyond repairs.
Èyí tó ti kọjá àtúnṣe nínú àgọ́ ara rẹ.
As for brand new ones.
Béèrè fún àwọn ìpààrọ̀ àgọ́ ara.
He is the God of all flesh.
Òun náà ni Olúwa gbogbo ẹran ara.
There's nothing too hard for him.
Kò sì sí ohun kankan tó ṣòro fún un láti ṣe.
The one who made you from the beginning.
Òun ni ẹlẹ́dàá rẹ láti ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wá.
As for spare parts now.
Béèrè fún ìpààrọ̀ àgọ́ ara.
Akíndèrè mo ṣe torómo kò rúndékè máa ṣàjà. Akíyọ̀rọ̀ máa ha kàkà torómo kò ṣe tẹ̀ra màtàmà. Thank you, Father.
O ṣeun bàbá.
Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní mú àdúrà wá wá sí ìdánudúró.
In Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a ti gba àdúrà.
Wherever you may be.
Níbikíbi tó wù kó o wà.
Stretch your hands in the direction of the main altar now.
Máa wọ́ ọ̀lẹ́ sí ìhà pẹpẹ ibi tá a dúró dé lórí.
Those of you who are far, far, far away, just stretch in the direction where you are hearing my voice from.
Ẹyin tó a jìnà lélélélélélélé. Ẹnà àwọn yín sí ìhà mi tí ẹ ti ń gbọ́ ohùn mi.
Those of you behind the altar, stretch your hands towards this direction.
Ẹyin tí ẹ sì wà lẹ́yìn pẹpẹ. Ẹnà àwọn yín sí ibi orí pẹpẹ yìí.
I'm going to pray for you now.
A ó gbàdúrà fún yín ní ìṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀
yìí. Amen be loud and clear.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí àmì yín kó kan ọ̀run.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction.
Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825, or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.